Hey, Ken.
Kendra.
How you doing?
Miserable. How are you?
Same boat.
Great.
Same boat.
What are we talking about?
We have two really important things to talk about.
Like right now?
Well, like just like...
Now?
No, just in this episode.
What we're watching is now. It's happening at the same time. No, we're in reality.
We're in reality. Yeah, no. This episode, we're talking about the holiday calendar. And
the princess switch.
The princess switch, which I keep wanting to call the Christmas switch because Vanessa Hudgens accidentally called it the Christmas switch on her Instagram.
Oh, you're blaming her.
Well, she brought it into my mind. I didn't even know the Christmas switch was an option.
The princess switch is hard for me to say. There are a lot of things that are hard for me to say, as you know, if you listen to this podcast, but that's a hard one.
Yeah, it's a lot of...
I have to kind of think about it. Whereas, like, the holiday calendar... Easy. Rolls right off my tongue.
The holiday calendar.
Holiday calendar.
Princess Switch is also hard because it has Vanessa Hudgens. The S's
Hudgens?
Are...
Vanessa Hudgens.
That one's easy, but I'm just saying if you really had an issue with S's, you'd be like, get me the Christmas, hell away from this movie.
Yeah. Although, I was talking to someone about these movies. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like,
to
what was,
the world,
what was that, the other one called? And I don't... I know you.
What was the other one? What's the other one?
Holiday calendar. Okay. I was getting to that.
Didn't seem like it was a long walk. Okay,
it wasn't going to. It was going to be like a couple sentences. Then I would say holiday calendar, and then we get what he's talking about now. Oh, God.
So what did the person say?
Always an uphill battle with this one here. they were just like, what was the name of that? And I was like, I don't know if I actually ever found out the name, but it deals with what? A holiday calendar. It's called Holiday Calendar. But of course, I know that you had said originally, let's watch Holiday Calendar. So like, it was in my brain somewhere. But when I tried to remember what it was, I was like, there's
the plot.
A holiday.
Yeah. Although I thought it might say Advent, but they were staying away from religion, which I think...
I think that's advantageous for them to do that.
I think so too, actually. Anything else?
And the charm of that movie, I found contagious, I will say. But let's not get into that. We'll get into it in the main part of the show.
Yeah.
Why are we talking about these movies now?
We never do that. But what I want to say is just the basic plot line of the show. This is 2 Degrees of Perry Gilpin. It's a show where we talk about random movie and television. And then... we cough, and then we relate it all back to Perry Gilpin by connecting some of the stars in those movies, or even random roles, to
it's an emotional
Perry
thing.
Gilpin.
Kendra, I agree with your
emotions. Yeah, I really started.
It's a beautiful thing what we do here.
Tearing / coughing up.
Yeah, it's great.
So that's the show.
Is that the gist?
That's the gist of the show.
Yep.
But it often doesn't follow a gist. It's gistless.
Hey, listen, if you're a gist, someone that hates gists, just walk on out of here.
And honestly, if you have trouble with the letter G like I do with S's, like this is...
Do people have trouble with G's?
No, but when you said it a billion times, I was like, that sounds hard too.
Yeah, well, everything's hard.
everything
Things are tough all over.
Hard. But anyway, we're entering towards the Christmas season. And we're really excited. I'm wearing a very Christmassy sweater. I think.
Yeah, and I'm wearing a sweater that I had spilled beer on, and so it smells like a little like beer, and I think that's kind of a holiday-ish thing aspect too, right?
Yeah, that's very holiday.
I keep putting it on, and I forget that I had done that, and then I'm like, what's going on?
Right.
And I'm like, oh, right.
Oh, right.
I was at a concert, and I put the beer on the crook of my arm as I was clapping with the band.
Oh, yeah. How full was it?
It was pretty full, but you know what? At the time, I was like, I don't give a shit. I'm rocking out right now.
Yeah,
and then
you
the immediate aftermath, I was like,
care.
Why did I do that?
Yeah.
Foolish.
Yeah.
Foolish, Kendra.
And also, like, there were plenty of other people to clap.
Oh, everyone else was. I was in the back. I was, you know, I was in the ancient section.
Yeah.
You know,
where... One guy was just like, he was like, I'm not hearing, I think there's a man who's not clapping. And I think it's because he wants to hold his beer. And that makes me question some things.
Yeah. Come on. You in the back.
Spill your beer on your sweatshirt.
I mean, you're speaking to something real. I did picture in my mind me not clapping, the entirety of the audience turning around to look at me and say, what's up, bro?
Hey, you not liking the music?
You not like this That's music? Not good enough for you?
What music was it?
This was the Mitski show I went to.
Oh,
as
you
know, we'll be discussing in future shows, probably briefly. She came out with maybe my favorite album of the year.
Right.
And
don't spoil next.
Well, maybe my favorite album of the year. And I saw her live at Brooklyn Steel last weekend.
That's great.
And she was great. And she had the Downtown Boys open up for her, and they're awesome. And it was a great show.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Worth the beer.
It was, yeah, at the time.
Now I just wish
I wish I had never been born at this point. I'm like, I've gone that far back. I'm like, not even not go to the show, not right, even right. start drinking beer back in the day. It's right. just like, at this point, let's yeah, just not do like, any
get
of this.
Those natty legs
I have to wash this thing now. It's a hoodie.
Okay. Well, what's Perry Gilpin up to?
I don't know. Do you think she's listening to NPR?
I like to think so.
Me too. She does.
She totally does.
Oh, speaking of her.
Speaking of her. 4 degrees. 3 degrees.
2 degrees. Of Perry Gilpin.
So we just saw a movie in the theater, but Kenner doesn't want to say that movie because methinks it may be discussed in our final two episodes of the year, which mm-hmm. will be our year in review.
Yeah.
Because we both generally enjoyed it.
I realized that last year,
yeah,
like movies that came out last year, yeah. one of them was The Greatest Showman. It's just like sometimes years feel limitless. You know what I mean?
Well, this year certainly has, Kendra.
It's just been a long year. And yeah. it's just like sometimes I forget. Like, I felt like this was a high pop culture year. But we need to talk about this later.
We can...
Because, Ken, we got a pretty busy schedule.
I know. And honestly,
so like... we're talking about not just one movie that is subpar. We're talking about two movies.
I think one movie...
Actually, I would call them both par.
I disagree. I think one is subpar. Subpar. One is I liked. One is I liked. That's my...
One is good par. I don't go with
it's a birdie. One is a double bogey. One is a birdie, I think. Within like
the realm of what it is. He's not like, I'm going to compete this with The Greatest Showman. He knows the budgets are different.
I like the second movie more than The Greatest Showman. All right.
Okay, so as we mentioned before, the two movies are The Princess Switch. The Princess Switch stars Vanessa Hudgens,
mm-hmm.
A man. I should have looked up the cast list.
Oh, that man. Another yeah. man.
Okay, so pretty much the general concept is Vanessa Hudgens is your regular everyday girl from Chicago. She has a bakery.
Yep.
She's very good at it. And she has a very attractive friend.
And she called him her sous chef, but I didn't know that was a thing for bakeries,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Everybody needs like, a double set of hands.
Yeah, that's true, Kendra. You're always saying that, even in weird contexts.
No, it's just, it's important.
Or even in more appropriate contexts. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's go. Let's move forward.
So the, you know.
Double set of hands.
No, you need two people who know their stuff.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You need to bounce ideas off one another.
A pastry chef, okay?
Yeah. Yep.
Pastry chef has a shoe. as I mentioned, the S's are extraordinarily hard.
Kendra, this is widely known. No man is an island, right?
Right. It's a Sioux island. So she is a regular working gal in Chicago. Mm-hmm. She had a pretty bad breakup with her ex-boyfriend who... Yeah. We barely see, and it just makes you say, Vanessa, why are you even bothering with this piece of garbage?
Yeah, right.
And then she gets invited to a thing in Genovia?
No, but
Genovia sounds like another fake
yeah.
one. Like,
that's it's a fake, it doesn't matter. It's a fake country that puts on a baking competition.
And it's like the world famous.
World famous baking competition.
Right, and you're like, no, because it's not a country, so it can't be world famous.
You know what? Can I just get this out of the way? Where was Bacon Poppy in this competition?
I know. That's actually a really good point.
You put him in that? This movie gets way more interesting.
That would be a
perhaps because we know him.
Right. But also because he brings an energy that no one else in that movie brought. Yeah.
He actually acts like a real human being because he is.
He is one, yes. Yeah. Which, by the way, I believe the Bacon Poppy will have some Christmas treats available.
Yeah.
If you're in the New York City area... Follow his Instagram and maybe send him a DM.
We're waiting to get the deets on those treats.
Mm-hmm.
When we do, we'll send them your way.
Do a full.
I couldn't you know, finish out that thing. Anyway, so she's asked to go, or she is convinced to.
He submits her stuff for her, which is a classic approach, which is like, honestly, if I had friends who just applied for shit for me, how lucky would my life be? It's just, I don't have to do anything, and someone just, like, yeah, that grant. Could someone out, apply that grant for me?
It was a little bit like this man is acting like he knows what she mm-hmm. needs in her life.
Well, and she was just like,
and then the movie's movie ends up proving he did know what she needs mm-hmm. in this
life. Not only did he know what she needed,
yeah.
he knew what her twin who wasn't
princess.
Her twin. Doppelganger. That's what we call it.
Yep.
What her doppelganger needed. And that was him. It's very confusing. So anyway, she goes to this place. We're going to call it Genovia. That's the Princess Diaries.
Oh, yeah, that is, yeah. Town. Oh, another great pair of movies right there, which yeah. we should watch and talk about at some point.
I believe
point.
It's actually a triple thing, but the first two are the only good ones.
They changed the cast after the first two, though. It was Probably. Not Julie Andrews and Anne Hathaway were not in the third one. So
they're like, I'm sorry, we have retired to being successful.
Yeah, we don't need to be a part of this. But yeah, that's what I was. This movie made me. The one good thing about this movie is I was like, I haven't seen a princess movie in a while, and I wouldn't mind going back and seeing a couple of those bad boys.
Yeah, they're good. They're very good. Anyway, so then she is. Goes to this place, she does the baking competition, and she runs, while she's prepping, she runs into, who's going to soon be the princess,
mm-hmm.
this...
The Duchess.
This Duchess, who's like, her in a pink
yeah.
suit.
Her with a
It's actually just like her as
haircut.
Lily, as... Lily? No. Hillary Clinton from 1990. Dude, like, that pink suit was very Hillary.
It's...
From a time.
It's very...
From a very specific time.
Yeah.
Like 90s.
I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time.
Do you remember that pink
suit? I do. Absolutely. Yep.
So that's what I'm seeing.
Okay.
And the haircut.
Okay. Yep.
I mean, they have different hair colors mm-hmm. and different aesthetics, but...
Certainly.
Okay. Oh, God. I'm going to call her Lily Clinton from
now on. Do not do that. Do not do that. But yeah, basically, you had Vanessa Hudgens. Wow.
It's hard.
Yeah. Acting across... from herself, doing like regular, like, I'm an American gal, successful baker. And
I'm
then,
from Chicago.
I'm from Chicago. Yeah, she didn't do a Chicago accent.
No, but
though.
She did. When she tried to be her, she was like...
Did she do it like you...
Well, what's her first name? Begin. No, she walks and she goes, I'm something de novo. Because that's her like first... Yeah. And she's like, no, that was too much.
That's not Chicago. Like, Chicago. You gotta have a little like...
Eh.
Yeah.
Podcast.
Yeah.
Anyway, so...
Hey, dear.
So Kendra. They switch just for like 3 days casually. It's just supposed
it's
to be like
a casual 3 day switch.
In the it's supposed to be before the competition, which I'm like, if this is the biggest competition of her life, she's going to have to do a lot of prep, but okay, sure.
I think we were meant to think, I don't know why I'm even saying this. I think we were meant to think like she had to set it up that first day, but after that, they really can't do a lot of prep. You get there, they give you the stuff and you need to go. Like, I don't, who knows? Anyway.
You should practice somewhere.
Practice something, yeah. She's been practicing her whole life.
Yeah.
No, but we are told that she is almost too serious. And,
she's always got an agenda and a calendar.
And like,
but then
this poor woman is just trying to be a successful baker, and they're like, "You're too serious."
Yeah, exactly.
She's built up her own business through having a serious mind.
And if you have to wake up at 3 a.m., you gotta have a schedule.
Yeah, and everyone's like, "You need to relax." It's like you relax, you go down the tubes, you end up you're unsuccessful.
You're destitute on top of a pastry.
Yeah, it's easy to say for like the sous chef. What's he? You know.
Okay, so yeah, so she's whatever. She ends up swapping to be the Duchess, and then she's staying at the palace, and she's the Vanessa Hudgens too.
Electric Boogaloo. Yep.
She is like she's planning on getting engaged to the prince.
Yep.
Like at this Christmas
Who,
time.
They do a good job with him in that he.
He's a total sourpuss.
Total stiff up front, and then they do the thing where they kind of like...
No, he continues to be disturbing. I did not like him at all, and I've liked him in other past things.
Listen, I'm trying to like just be positive about any part of this movie, and the one thing I will say is like they did a good job of setting him up as someone that you had no interest in, and then by the end you're like, oh, he was nice, and he said some right things towards the end, and I liked, you know, they did, you know, anyway. Yeah, he was... Pretty boring.
Snooze. But he played he played Gunner in Nashville.
He's like a handsome man, you know.
He didn't look handsome in this, especially because they screwed up his haircut.
No, but like you know what I mean. He just looks like a
handsome
guy.
He's just like oh, it's me.
Oh yeah, I get that. Yeah, sure.
7 feet tall, here to be handsome.
Yeah,
yeah.
In shape, you know, like good teeth.
Stop it already.
Probably doesn't smell bad. It's like things that are, for the rest of us, difficult to fight up, you know, fight against.
His jacket doesn't smell like beer.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, his hoodie doesn't smell like beer.
He doesn't even own a hoodie, if we noticed anything.
It smells like a bright future. Like some of us. Anyway.
Oh, so anyway, they end up together. Everyone ends up together. They switch and they're happy. But it makes no sense towards the future. But I do think they're going to make a sequel.
Really? Why do you say that? Why?
Because last year...
I do want to know why.
they made another movie called, like, The Christmas Prince. That's not it.
But anyway,
they made a sequel this time about the wedding. It was like The Christmas Prince. Okay.
So this movie was bad. I think the one redeeming thing about this movie, I think, was
How funny it was
Vanessa Hudgens being likable.
She was really she was nice.
Not even like we're gonna get to charming with the next our next protagonist in the next movie.
Right.
Vanessa Hudgens for me was more just like I could watch her on screen. She's seems nice and like. No, but it wasn't even like. It was...
My favorite thing is any plot line that's similar to what that plot line was. Wow. Which was, like, pretty much the Lizzie McGuire movie plot line. Mm-hmm. Which is you meet someone in a foreign country who looks exactly like you, who's famous, and then you decide to swap. And that's what happens in the Lizzie McGuire movie, which I would say I think was more artfully done.
What about... What happens in that Amanda Bynes movie? That's the one I really liked.
Oh.
With Colin Firth.
That was a great movie about... It was another princess
but she,
movie.
Yeah, but it wasn't a swap, right? She was just actually like a lot.
Yeah, it turns out she was a princess.
Yeah.
Which is actually very similar to the Princess Diaries.
Yeah.
What was that one called? I'm thinking of princess in the title.
No, it didn't.
It was like...
It's something. It's like a question or something.
Well,
or
is like it like... What? It's not what I like... No, that doesn't mean...
What I like about you.
No, but she was in that show that I think was titled something like that.
Anyway, right now we're in sort of a binds as far as not she getting off topic.
Also, did you see that?
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Her paper.
You had to see it. It was forced in front of you if you're online at all.
Well, you didn't see Thank You Next, so nothing's forced as forced as. It
what
could
do you
be.
Mean? I didn't see Thank You Next. I saw Thank You Next.
No, you didn't. You said you didn't see the music video.
Yeah, I didn't watch the video. I didn't want to watch the video for reasons that we discussed.
So. Anyway, it's a pretty crazy movie.
What a Girl Wants.
Yep. It was great.
Yeah.
She wants to go on a motorcycle. That's what we learned from that movie.
But, yeah, so to connect this movie to the second movie we watched, Holiday Calendar, in both of them, at some point, the lead kicks back, or maybe not the lead, but someone in the movie kicks back and says, let's watch a movie. And boom, right on the screen, Netflix pops up. And they're like, let's pick through some of their, all of their original content for holiday movies. It's perfect.
I could not
And it's like such a blatant,
that.
I mean.
Well, so Hallmark Channel has been doing bullshit since the beginning of time. Like.
Bullshit. What do they do?
No, what they'll do is they'll like try and sell you a necklace that like they have the person in the movie wear. And yeah. Like they mention it in a way. But it feels less, but it's like a Hallmark necklace that you can buy at a Hallmark store. And so.
That's kind of, okay.
It's like, no, it's gross. Yeah. But comparatively, it is so much more subtle. Like, when I used to watch that, I was like, wow, this is as subtle as getting your, like, fucking face beaten. And then this, I watched this. Sorry, that's very gruesome.
Yeah, wow.
But this was, like, the most, like, it was just like, now let's sit down and watch a movie. And you're like.
They could even like they could think, have even like just had it quickly flash on the screen.
Right, but they really take their time and they show them what movie they watch. Like, and then in the Vanessa Hudgens one, she even is like, she's like, oh my God, that one gets me every time. She's like crying. I have to say, I've watched both the movies that they said they watched. Never shed a tear. Like, what are they talking about? Yeah, they're not cry. That's the thing about all these type of movies. Like, I do not cry at them.
I was touched a couple times in Holiday Calendar.
Yes, that's because the actors were good.
Yeah, they were good. I liked the two leads.
Yeah. Anyway, but I just thought that was so absurd, and it
and then
you
and
say,
when the people when they're watching like so much to choose from here. Remember when they say that? It's like almost a voiceover that they put in like post.
Yeah.
I made that up.
They don't.
Okay, Holiday Calendar.
Yes.
Great premise. That they don't follow through on completely, which annoyed us, which I think is the one knock against the movie. But basically, why am I taking this over? You should be doing this.
No. Well, okay, so Cat Graham, who was in Vampire Diaries,
Also, my favorite way of telling someone happy birthday or saying congratulations is I send them a cat cram.
What he's saying is he picks up stray cats and drops them off at people's houses. It's a problem, and we've talked to some people.
I'm a menace!
So Kat Graham is a... She's a photographer in this small town, and she's like...
She's stuck at a department store taking pictures of families for this, and then, like...
For this guy who's very nice, but really a mixed up...
We find he's like kind of nice, but then he's also kind of a jerk. He's like kind of a tough boss.
Right, but also like in a way where it's just like, oh God, I can't imagine working with that man for more than 2 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just because he had just levels of volatility that was like...
Mr. Singh. Come on, Mr. Singh.
Yeah, and also just like, that's not what you need from like your department store employees. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you should be thankful that they came in, and she seemed really devoted considering she was super unhappy.
Yeah.
So I would just be like, every day that she even bothered, I'd be like... Congratulations.
It was funny in the movie because he seemed like this like sort of hard ass, and then later on he's like, this is a great opportunity for you, I put in a good word, and this could really, and then something happens that messes it up, and he's like, you're fired. Like, it's like totally like,
you're like,
I'll support you. You messed up one thing.
Right, exactly. You're done.
You're done.
It makes absolutely no sense. And just a level of volatility that is only from like it wasn't even good business tactics.
It's kind of a classic theme in a lot of of holiday movies.
But what I think it normally is, it's like, it's the, like, this guy was like, he was dressed up as like the Nutcracker in the Christmas photos. Mm-hmm. Like, he was the owner of a small, store in this small town.
Right.
Which in my mind means that like, it makes a lot more sense when it's like, they build it into a storyline where it's like, they're working at the big Macy's, the version of Macy's, and the owner of Macy's, they don't say Macy's, but like, will be like, do something really erratic or like fire people or like do all that stuff. But it kind of makes sense because you're like, oh, it's put within this big city premise. But in this scenario, you're like, this is like a small town. Like, I don't think you could just like, he knows that his employment options are like her and like maybe one other person.
Also, if you like, fires her, then like half the town might not go to the store.
Right.
Like, hey, we all liked her.
And now she's opened a photo studio.
Anyway, she goes back home for the start of the holidays is actually like December 1st. So
But she lives in her hometown.
No, I know, but no, she goes home, like they all meet at like
her house.
Yeah. Is it
her family house?
Her family.
A craftsman style, very beautiful. Lots of nice original woodwork.
Kendra, love this house.
And I think they actually use the same house while filming in that same movie. They had a completely different family live in that house.
Yeah, they're like, the mayor.
The mayor, we walked in. But like, we were shown the foyer and I was like, this is the same house as that last house, which like...
By the way, Hispanic mayor speaks Spanish in the movie. Loved it.
I loved it
too. More of that. Representation.
I agree.
It's a dumb Hallmark movie. Oh my god,
they're building
it.
I'm so
sorry. Netflix movie.
But that's the other thing is Netflix will, like, Hallmark does not do that very much.
I don't want to make that big of a deal. It's obviously a small thing, but I did notice that, and I was like, that's so easy to do, and like, to not pick an old white dude as mayor. That's always mayor, you know.
Yes.
And just have like...
I will say they often have women be mayor.
But even like just
in these type of things.
White, you know, I'm sick of white women too. I'm going to say that right now. I'm sick of both.
I'm sick of it all. I understand.
No, but you know, I mean, it's a small thing.
Right.
Again, now we're talking about it too much. Let's move on. She goes home and everyone's doing the thing where they're like, are you still working at the thing? And she's like, we all live within 5 minutes of each other. You know where I work. Stop asking me. Like,
and they all
like,
work at their dad's law firm.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Or a tax accountant.
Something like that, yeah.
One or the other.
Well, yeah, something boring.
Well, something where it's just like, and they keep being like, why
something
don't you
where
go do this?
She's an artist, obviously.
Right.
Even though all the photos they show that she takes, not good.
Pretty stock. Yeah. I also just was so... Oh, actually, that reminds me of one of my favorite Hallmark movies where she works as a gift, as a person who gives gifts. And then she... she's like... Yeah, anyway, so she's like a corporate gift giver, and she starts she like helps this guy give gifts to people in his life, and you know, there's some romantic interest, and then she's like, oh, here's my studio, and she's like, she's a painter on the side of her being a gift giver, and the paintings are like paintings of Santa Claus.
Oh, you told me about this,
By Christmas she's trees like, or, like,
at,
in
look,
chairs.
Look at my work.
And she's like, yeah, like, I just don't know if it would ever sell. Like, I actually can't think of something that would sell faster than just paintings of fucking Santa Claus. Like, and they were the most, they look like, what's like the whole, it's the classic Santa that has been around since forever. You know what I mean?
A little old school, but like...
Yeah, like the old school 1960s on a Coke bottle. Like, it's just, it was so absurd that she'd be like, this is my true passion. Like, I just do gift giving for like a job. And you're like, so you could make money off all of these parts of your living. And like, to think that that's what like, it was just very...
What is the mindset of a person who's like, pure expression or Santa's? What do we think?
That's what I mean. You're a sociopath.
This woman needs to be dealt with.
Right. Like,
by
she's
society.
Not, and just being like, this is my real art. It's like, whatever.
But back to, so we haven't even gotten to the calendar yet.
Oh, yeah. So her grandfather gives her an advent calendar, which they're just going to call a calendar.
Yeah.
But it's the gist of an advent calendar. Yeah. And normally...
You know, with the little, you know, each day you open up a thing, usually it's chocolates. Sometimes it's little figurines. In this case, it's figurines.
And in this case, it's...
Magical.
Magic. And also, it's a nice, really wood old one, which is very nice.
Which she can't open... she can't peek in, where you usually can just do whatever you want with
it. Right, because you're a freaking adult.
Yeah,
and you can
if
do
you just give it and you bring it back to your home, you just eat all the candy and you're like, oh yeah.
Days are great.
Exactly. But in this case, she can't open it. It opens on its own.
At midnight while she's sleeping.
When he gave it to her, he cranked it like 3 times and I'm like, this thing now is going to run for a full advent calendar or whatever.
I know, it's absurd. But so then on the first day, she gets some shoes. Or she gets a little pair of boots. And then her best friend, who is going to turn into possibly more, he would like that.
By the way.
Buys her boots. What a weird gift. I would never buy her boots.
He's a photographer as well. They've known each other for years. Since they were kids. The way that they talk to one another is like, it's so obvious right away. They're like, they really love one another so much. And they're both like really attractive. And at some point,
you guys were like, in college, it probably came back for the summers.
The only thing
they
could have been together, and then it was like, oh, that didn't work out. But that wasn't even the case.
Because he wanted to go travel.
Right. It's like, no, this never happened.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it did feel slightly unrealistic. Yeah.
But we just wanted that much more.
Right.
Good job, filmmakers.
But he bought her shoes while he was in Italy, because he's a travel blogger.
Yep.
Also, they think that having a travel blog means you're fucking rich. And that was probably the funniest.
That's a reveal later on in the movie where he's like, let me buy this thing.
Right. And he's like, you never checked out my travel blog, did you? And it's like, you can monetize that stuff really
absolutely.
Well.
Oh, absolutely. And honestly, he could be doing really well, but it is funny to like...
It's just...
For us to the audience, just be like, oh, travel blogger. Of course he bought this thing outright. You know, like, of course, yeah.
And I just think that, like, it's so funny that even the Netflix ones are probably 5 years behind. Do you know what I mean? Because, like, a travel blogger 10 years ago, realistically, it could be like, yeah. But now I'd be like, no, I'm a travel influencer, and I have to do all these things.
Right.
And honestly, I'm never going to be able to go back to my average lifestyle because I'm like, if you're making that much money...
Ken, I'd love to get through one conversation with you without you bringing up influencers. All right, it's constant, and I don't.
No, I'm just saying it's a difficult job that takes a lot of your time, and it's going to be hard to be like, oh, you like me because I went and did crazy stuff while traveling. So now I am in my small town.
Yeah, right.
But you better work your way into comedy influencers.
I enough with the social strategy talk. I mean, I want to hang out with you. I want to just be friends. It's just constant with you. You just want to talk shop. Now, you know, what they should have done is he should have been a podcaster. They'd be rolling in that dough.
It was just very funny, I thought. And I will say, I didn't want him. His whole thing was that he was a photographer as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish that he hadn't been a photographer.
I agree. Because they almost set it up like he was... he was an influencer on that. Like he was like the one that inspired. Although that's kind of sweet. But then, I guess it did lead to them. They could share a studio later.
Right, but I think they could have done that with him having a slightly different job.
Yeah,
and I would have liked it more because like then I was thinking I was like, so this town that had one photo place in the department store now is going to have three photographers, one who's like really high level, like seen on a wide scale as a travel,
right,
allegedly a famous travel blogger. Then you have the guy with the department store. He's gonna have to close down his whole photo portion.
He has no chance.
That guy. And she's now like there with this, you know, I just was like, I wish that he was like, oh,
actually, back to your influencer thing, what if he was an influencer, the blogger, then he could be like sort of a travel agent type thing out of that same studio. Because he also, you could have him take photos and stuff, but be more of like, a, hey, I can kind of show you where you need to go. And then she can be like, I don't know.
Wonder what else was so funny was that she was a photographer. One of the best parts was like, it was trying to be like, oh, like, I just want... She was not picky at all about her type of work.
Right.
Like, someone would be like, would you photograph this, like, crack in the floor?
She's like,
and she'd be like, of course.
No, thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you for the role. It did not matter. It was just, like, she was fine with, like, any type of photography with no questions about, like, what she was trying to build for herself.
It would be good if we sort of flash forward 5 years and, like, someone brought in their kids and she's like, they're too ugly for my photos.
No, but I just mean,
get them out of my studio. No,
she did, like, journalism photography. Yeah. She did portrait photography. Yeah. But she wanted to do, like, art photography, black and white stuff. And it is just weird that she would be willing to take that. Plus, like, I think if a contractor was like, I need someone to take a before and an after shot of my work, she would have been like, of course, thank you so much for the opportunity. You do have to take whatever you can get. But it was just like, if you were that positive about everything, you'd be shooting weddings every weekend.
Yeah, and
like,
you wouldn't be that down about working where you work too, because part of that was like, it was sort of a regular job type job, but you'd be like, oh, I'm shooting things. I love it. Then I'll do some other things. She acted like the hours there were long, too. But back to the calendar. So this thing's magical, right? We haven't even got to do that. We were excited because I was like, this is a great idea. I want to see the figurine that comes out in the morning or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And see how that connects. Because basically everything that comes out of the calendar gets connected to real life. And
she gets the boots.
She gets the boots. Then the next one's a Christmas tree, which brings us to... the third dude, the guy that's gonna come in.
Who isn't her grandfather.
The guy's gonna come in, sort of woo her a little bit, mm-hmm. kind of take her away from her friend and, you know, who...
is the one she should be with.
The one she should be with, and kind of, like, that'll be what we see for, the middle portion of the movie, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And the second thing's a tree, and she's driving, and all of a sudden this guy, his tree flies right off of his roof.
Because he's a dingus.
And then they end up talking, and he's like, oh, you're funny. Oh. And we were like, both of us were like, this guy, maybe seems okay. Like, I don't know. When are we going to, like, really find out some stuff about him? And then we do find out some stuff about
him. By some men at the homeless shelter.
Yeah.
Who just really go in.
They're like watch out for that guy. By the way.
Watch out for that guy. He wants to... He's not here like you, who it's our first time meeting you. We see him multiple times, all the time, but we still don't have a good feeling
about
him.
Good for them, though. Every now and then you need someone to be like, that person's full of shit.
Yeah. Like, I will say her connection to that was, it was three wise men, and there's only two of them, and she was like, oh, I saw my grandfather this morning, and I was like, I believe the three wise men traveled together.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. But... it was funny that she connected those dots in front of the guy she was basically breaking up.
Yeah, because she was just
he's like, that's a stretch. Come on.
And he was right. It was a stretch.
The one time we were sort of on his side for like a half second
but
before
he ends up being
veering
like
back to
a little piece of shit who's a doctor.
Yeah, by the way, he's already annoying from the beginning because he sets up these elaborate... His face. His face is punchable. But anyway,
I just didn't like his vibe. He just had a vibe. You know,
smarmy.
He's smarmy.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, totally. And he was like setting up these elaborate dates. By the way, they were going on dates like every night because all of a sudden they hit this montage where she was like getting up in the morning and then meeting up with him to do like something elaborate.
Right, and
you're like, dude.
It was all about around transportation. It was insane. Like he had like... He had coupons on the transportation world because he, like, the first time he's like, let's get on this trolley.
Yeah.
Then the next time she's going by on a sleigh ride. I'm like, and the whole point was this guy was supposed to be a player. Doctors must get paid really well in that town because, like, if you're doing elaborate dates with multiple women, although I did notice that the first time he just got her, they just went for coffee. He said, want to get a drink?
Yeah.
And then the drink was like, hey, we're going to take this public transportation, which is very cute, but it's a trolley ride.
Yeah.
And but it seemed like that's maybe what the town used as public transportation, of
he,
course.
He was a weird type player, though, because they seemingly went on 28 dates.
Right, and that's
then,
what I mean.
And then like, maybe kiss once, and then he tried to kiss her towards like the end when they were sort of like right. starting to have a little, some squabbles.
Yeah.
And she was like, no. And I'm like... Like, real players would not have hung around. Like, he wouldn't, it wouldn't have been as elaborate. Right. So I think he's more of the guy that's like, I will win over any woman with my, like,
right, but he's intricate. But then later he's, like, showing, he's, like, talking to tons of other women.
Oh, yeah. Well, he'll move on quick, this guy.
Right, right, right.
Well, he wants to win, and then we'll see what happens after. I wouldn't be surprised if he was a cheater after that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he wins her, he's like, and then... Yeah. I'm going to see what else is out there now that I have, like, you know, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. No, just tallying up.
Right.
We all know those guys.
Yeah. It's a doctor.
Yeah. Oh, man, the worst. I hate doctors. Dedicated to themselves, what they are.
always helping people. Come on.
Yeah, but
come
like.
Come on.
I know doctors, and they do it for a reason. And you know what that is? It's dollar signs and ego, okay?
And, yeah. Oh, and he has a crazy car.
Just kidding.
And,
he does have a crazy car.
And just the transportation
elements. It's a
Batmobile.
I don't even know why they introduced that into it.
Like, if you had... A crazy red, whatever it was.
What was it?
I don't know, Porsche or something.
Mm.
I wouldn't bring people on any other form of transportation. I wouldn't be like, okay, now we're taking a trolley. Okay, and now we're taking a sleigh ride. I'd be like, I have a
what
Porsche.
What are the chances are?
If that you all were, has to go into that money.
If you were single mm-hmm. and a guy was like, I'll pick you up, and he pulled up in that car, that you wouldn't just turn around immediately
yeah,
and
wouldn't.
Be like, I don't know if this is going to work
yeah,
out.
Yeah.
Have a great life. And just
right. If
I feel like if a man had a Porsche... You would be
that's
like...
That's like the biggest warning sign I've ever seen
right?
in my life. Yeah.
Which is, I guess, kind of
weird.
Actually,
just any nice car.
Right.
Because I'm like, your car should be like... If you have a new car, you have a nice car. Do you know what I mean? And I would be like, wow, a Toyota Corolla? You know what I mean? Like, that's impressive.
What if they pulled up in your old car that you love?
I love my old car. That's a great car.
What if they pulled up in that?
It's very, I'd be like, get out, that's my car.
Hey, that's where that
hey,
went.
Hey, who gave that to you?
Yeah. And he was like, this or a red Porsche? And I went with this.
No, I just mean it shows some
in
realism.
Order to woo you.
Because someone, it's just like, someone with a red Porsche, I would just be like, you clearly, I don't know, you're going to want weird sex or something. You're going to be like Kendra, a real psychopath this, in some capacity.
I'm going to introduce a new segment to our show. What is weird sex? Kendra, please explain what you mean by weird
I don't know,
sex.
Something in a Porsche.
That would be really cramped and awful. If that's what you mean by weird, then yes.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, anyway.
Porsche sex, bad sex.
See,
speaking
so
from
what's the point?
Years of experience, not the way to go. All right.
So he's a piece of shit, but then she moves on from him. And then she has a breakup moment, and then she just watches Netflix and watches. It's just like, I wish they'd been a little bit more meta and had them watch anything other than other Christmas movies.
Yeah.
Because, like, that was, I think, what did me in. I was like...
I was trying to remember
like
what
Like, if she had binged, like, Maniac, I would have been like...
Oh, yeah. That would have been funny, yeah.
Okay.
So then, like, one thing about her would have been interesting.
Right, yeah. She would have... She was like, "Oh, I've started doing photos that are all."
No,
very...
she. I really liked that actress, Kat Graham.
Kat Graham.
She
played a witch in Vampire Diaries.
They didn't always have a lot to do in this movie, but she made the most of it, and I did like her, and I liked her boy, yeah. Every now and then, I thought someone must have come in to like fix the script a little bit because there were moments that I thought really worked. Even with regards to the writing, and I can't like really remember specific parts, but I do remember the payoff at the end working because of the two actors, and I felt like it seemed like it was sort of, you know,
yeah,
like it, they we bought
they were
it
so sweet,
yeah,
and it just they seemed very happy,
yeah. It was I think maybe it was just the two actors.
I think so too. I did think the I bet. That script got workshopped because I mentioned to you because I have a feeling that that person first wrote it with every single one of those things in the advent calendar. That would be, and then someone was like,
it's
fucking 25 days.
Yeah, we got like, yeah, we got to cut this
we got
to
speed this
I'm
up.
So
and they
sorry.
Were like, we're going to put in three montages.
Yeah. We basically see like the result of like four of them, even though we've been told each one means something will happen in the day, and it's like represented, and it's like sort of a magical thing, then we're not showing all that magic.
Yeah,
we're missing
only
like
see
20 days of magic.
Three. And I was mad because I told you what I thought that what if there's a sequel of this one? Because I thought the last day was going to be an engagement ring, and it was going to be, like, from that guy.
Oh, right, right, yeah.
Or somewhere in it. I thought it was going to, like, you know what I mean? Or, like, that other guy is a psycho, the doctor.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And he, like, does a fucking engagement. He's like, this is crazy, yeah. But what about this?
This isn't a Lifetime movie. He's not going to be a psycho. It's just going to be
No, I know. But I just mean more.
Oh, you mean not, like, psycho, but, like.
No, I mean more, like, I just really thought an engagement ring was going to come out.
Well, guess what, Kendra? This movie had you on your toes. And you like to think you see every move that's coming, and you didn't, did you?
I didn't.
God, holiday calendar.
Wow. Really, really shocked me.
Movie of the year. And I don't want to give you a peek into next two weeks discussion, but.
Anyway, I really liked it. I thought it was very sweet.
Princess Switch, C-.
Holiday calendar, B+. The thing that's great about Princess Switch is, like, I love seeing Vanessa Hudgens play two people. It was super confusing, both for the viewer, for her as an actress.
Because
there was too many accents, and, like, it was just, like.
But even how the plot kind of got laid out, like, there's a lot in that movie that's sort of just like, oh, we're just going to assume certain things.
Also, want to know what it makes you realize? Like, in a lot of these movies, they rarely talk to each other.
Oh, yeah.
And because they have cell phones, obviously they talk to each other.
Right, yeah.
And it's really fucking confusing.
Yep.
Because, like, you're just not going
to
talk.
That's why you need to do, like, a period piece, right? Get those cell phones out of there.
Well, it just was confusing because, like, then they'd be talking to each other in their regular accents, but they'd be in the clothes of each person. So you'd be like, oh, right. Who's who? Yeah. Like, it was just,
this all reminds me of something, by the way. More. And you're going to hate this, but once again, you have a script out there
for
a Hallmark movie. Set during the summer, not a holiday one, but you could bang out a holiday one. We could do it. You know?
Let's just make
I'll be the Affleck to your Damon. You'll write like 90% of it. I'll do like a little bit and then slap my name on there and win an Oscar with you. All right? Like, what are we doing here? I promise our audience that I will never forget that there's that script out there for the peach versus the
blueberries. Seasonally. It makes sense.
See? She has a passion for it. Can you feel it? what's our connection?
We have a lot of connection options, but I think Cat Graham, because we're doing our favorite of the movies, mm-hmm. Cat Graham was in The Vampire Diaries, which I watched the first two seasons of. And with Matthew Davis, who does play, like, a vampire of some sort at some point. I can't.
One would
imagine. Or does he play a teacher? I don't know. It doesn't matter. But he plays something.
Or a creature? Sorry.
I have to say, Vampire Diaries does not hold a candle to Teen Wolf. Okay, so she was with Matthew Davis. And then Matthew Davis was in an episode of CSI with Perry Gilpin, where I believe Perry Gilpin and Ted Danson were, like, hanging. Based off the screenshots. I know.
Ted Danson?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Because he was in CSI. And so he was, like, whatever. And then this was, like, one of the young agents.
I just caught up with
The Good Place?
The Good Place, the first half of the season 3 finale, whatever.
Yeah.
And it just got picked up for season 4, too. Oh, man. Another great one. So good.
I need to watch it. I haven't watched any of season 3. Oh, also, just fun fact, we now are doing blog posts on Medium.
Mm-hmm.
So if you, I have an account, mm-hmm. It's Kendra Gaylord.
Yep.
You can see our articles there. One about, right, we'll have one later.
I know.
We have one on Buster Scruggs. We talk about completely different stuff than we talked about in the podcast. It's completely additional,
mm-hmm.
And just a way for us to tell people.
I poured my heart and soul out onto that, and then Kendra just edited it, chopped it up.
I edited one line, and he was like, oh, how dare you.
Like a deli cook just chopping up a steak and cheese, just ripped my life
delicious.
Apart.
Like, that's what you want.
She put in some, some grilled jalapenos in there, too. I love that. No, it was very good. It was very fun, actually, and I'm really glad I got the opportunity to do that. So we're going to continue to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we've mentioned this, but our final two episodes of the year will be sort of year-end review. We're still figuring out details about that, but we will be discussing our favorites.
Yep, and if you have anything that you want us to tell you our favorite of,
right,
you can just DM us over Instagram.
Yeah.
At Degrees of Perry.
Call us. Our cell phone numbers are no.
Leave a voice message on our Anchor.
Here's our address where we are right now. Send a written letter. We'll get it possibly before we record.
Definitely not. Okay, well, thanks everyone. Have a wonderful holiday season.